Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you as a listener. Today's topic is contentment. We'll be right back after a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Jesus is better. Written and read by Ashley Moore. Don't put your confidence in powerful people. There is no help for you there. When they breathe their last, they return to the earth, and all their plans die with them. But joyful are those who have the God of Israel as their helper, whose hope is in the Lord their God. Psalm 146, 3-5. Has someone ever disappointed you? Did you get married on the promise of perpetual happiness, but as the years pass, your marriage is more a source of frustration than joy? Perhaps you started having children, hoping that seeing them grow would bring you ultimate fulfillment. But instead, you found yourself worried sick over them more often than you'd like to admit. Or maybe you had this one difficult family member, and you pray and pray that the Lord would change this person. Then you could finally be at peace. But God doesn't seem to be listening. I've been there. And even though I know I shouldn't, I repeatedly return to placing my hope in outcomes and imperfect people. So here are two reminders when we forget and end up disappointed with others. People will fail us. One time I landed a great position that put me in proximity to someone who, in my eyes, was very well connected. They knew powerful and resourceful people and were well-liked. I just knew working with this person would help me to reach my goals. And I even wrongly thought God had allowed me to make this connection for this purpose. But then things went sour for multiple reasons, and I felt that God was asking me to step away. The transition out of the situation held many lessons, but the greatest one was that God would fulfill his purposes with or without this connection. I had mistakenly put my hope in a human relationship, but God was prompting me to return to him. My pastor says God sometimes allows what he hates to accomplish what he loves. This means God may allow our hopes to be dashed so that we can renounce our misplaced devotion and trust him more. And by doing so, we will have more joy because God never fails. Certain relationships and outcomes may not pan out how we expect them to, but we can trust that our hope is safe when we look to God as our source of hope and assurance. Jesus is better. After a lingering disagreement with a family member, I pulled back from my small group gatherings. The leader sensed that something was off and reached out to me to see if everything was okay. I caved, admitting everything was far from okay. I spewed the details of my dilemma to this trusted friend. And after intently listening and assuring me I was not alone in all my feelings, she reminded me of a simple but profound truth. She said, "Even if this situation was all perfect, something would still not be quite right. Jesus is better." And she was right. We can hope in Jesus because unlike people, he doesn't change. He is exactly who Scripture says he is. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow, Hebrews 13:8. He knows us intimately and loves and cares for us more than any other relationship we will ever experience. Psalm 139, 15 through 16. People won't always make us happy, but God fills us with unending joy when we put our hope in his mighty and gentle hands. We will inevitably end up disappointed in our relationships with others at some point. They won't act the way we think they should, or won't fulfill our needs for love like we hoped they would. So we need to remind ourselves and each other of these two truths. People will fail us, but Jesus is better. The scripture reminds us that our help doesn't ultimately come from limited human beings who will eventually turn to dust, no matter how powerful they are on earth. Instead, we can experience unending joy when we look to God for help and place our hope in Him. Psalm 146, 3-5. Intersecting life and faith. Do you have a relationship or circumstance where you place your hope? Journal a few verses about who God is and why He is the safest place to put your hope. Further reading, The Crosswalk Devotional, Fear of Man, A Prayer for When Change Seems Impossible, and Hebrews 1.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Jesus wants our fears to launch us toward faith. Then He grins and says, "Do you trust me? Because together, we can do this." With Mornings with Jesus, you can start your day in a positive way. Find hope through inspirational stories and scripture. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Mornings with Jesus. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.